this is Iris Jackson, and this is Miracles Happen, Dreams Do Come True. And today, I am so glad that we have with us the beautiful, beloved, precious, dear Laura Lee Lysak and the wonderful, fabulous, I don't know what to say, and the beloved Kuan Yin.
Aloha, Iris. Thank you so much for having us join you today.
Aloha yourself, my darling. I want to ask people to just bear with us. We're having a little trouble with lines today. A few cutting outs and statics and weird stuff, and we tried another line, and so this is the best we got right now. And I just ask for it to be clear and for people to be able to really, really receive the precious gifts that you're bringing through, and both by being yourself and from beloved Kuan Yin. Do you want to talk a little bit about how you started doing that? And
well, when I was 22 years old, Seth's book fell off of a shelf in a bookstore and hit me in the head. And that was the beginning of channeling for me.
So subtle.
And there was Jane Roberts, a little face in trance, and I was utterly captivated. And as time went on, I began to channel myself, took classes from another man channeling Seth, and over time, I never expected I would be a channel, but Kuan Yin came roaring through at one point, and when she first came in, the lights went out, and
you were giving some kind of a talk, weren't you, at the time?
I was actually channeling a being that I had been channeling for some time up to that point, and had never heard of Kuan Yin, and had just spent some time in Bali with a very powerful healer there who said he cleared me back to my ancestor lord, which is an interesting phrase that I'm not really sure what that means. And after that, I started having many visions, and when I came back from that trip, next time I was channeling, this happened where this huge energy came into the room and the lights went out and people could see Kuan Yin sitting in the place of me. And she put my hands in a mudra pose and bowed my head and said she was Kuan Yin, and I didn't know who that was, actually, at the time. So she was she came in quite dramatically.
Well, you know, I would ask people to verify for themselves what they feel when you bring Kuan Yin in, because I get this real delightful light feeling, like when I take a big whiff of jasmine or something. It's just I feel delight all along my spinal column and all sorts of various things that are light and uplifting and opening and thrilling. And so I want to ask people to really just notice what your feelings are and to really open to this and use it, because it is such a deep and profound service. And I always have people on that that I can learn from, and I can be served by, and I can serve with. You know, I know if it serves me, it's going to serve other people.
Well, thank you for that, Iris. Your service is just wonderful, and I so appreciate the time that you and I share, because I feel we can collaborate in creation in a very powerful way, because you are so open to the highest possibilities. And that's where Kuan Yin and I love to work from.
That
Yes.
That means a lot to me, and that is true. Mm-hmm. That do we have a call, Don?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello. Hi, I'm Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Iris. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
I was so excited and inspired by what you were saying. I was hoping I could feel the inspiration of Kuan Yin.
Hmm.
Is that possible?
Well, we're going to... do you have a particular question? We will be... I will be going into trance at some point in our time together today. And Kuan Yin will be speaking, and she will also be giving an ignition of accelerated creative force to anyone who's listening. So, yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun with her today. She's a powerful, powerful lady, and what she's going to be doing is igniting energy in you physically, in your physical body, to accelerate the creative connection that's possible in our world right now. Kuan Yin has stated emphatically, and actually with tears in her eyes in the last few months, that we ignited in mass enlightenment on Election Day on November 4th, and that
yeah!
we will never be the same. Yeah, it's an amazing time. And so I don't know if you're noticing the difference in people and the way that people are connecting with each other. We used to have our enlightenment in caves, and now we have it by connecting with each other. We extend energy to each other. And so we are in a whole new world, and it's a whole new ball game. It's a whole new set of ground rules, even, in how we can create now that we have this consensus in enlightenment. So there are many things that are leaving our planet, dissolving, so to speak, you know, structures of finance and things like that, that were not in the level of consciousness and energy that we now are in. So these old structures are falling by the wayside, so to speak, and new ones are emerging for us to be able to live in this consciousness in that match the frequency of who we are now. And so what we're going to be doing today is Kuan Yin is going to be igniting us all to give these energies out to everyone to stabilize what's going on here and to create the new structures that we do need. So you're going to have an experience with her today, a very powerful one.
I love that. So I will just continue listening.
All right.
Well,
wonderful.
Diane, did you have a specific question?
Well, you know what? I was just not aware that we could just listen and be inspired by what was transforming. You know, so I thought maybe I needed to be on the phone. But I understand how Laura expressed it so beautifully.
Okay, well, you're tuned in on the internet, right?
I am. I'm good.
All right, my darling. Thank you for calling.
Sure.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
and also, Diane, I guess I'll use this moment just to explain that Kuan Yin and I do teleconferences regularly. We offer classes and ignitions by telephone, and there are some things posted on our website. There are CDs and a lot of different ways that you can experience Kuan Yin through me. She comes into me full body. I'm kind of unusual in that I channel. My arms and legs move, and there's a constant mudra happening when she's doing energy work. And so it's a very physical ignition that is going to happen today. Energy is going to come right down through your physical body. And the fact that you allow this energy to move through you lights up your body. When you extend the energy out to everyone, what happens is that your body ignites in it. It's not a system of healing or energy that depletes you. It's actually when you extend energy to others through your body, you receive a tremendous amount more because it's actually flowing through you to go out. It's like you're invoking it by sending it out. You invoke it through your own body. So we're going to have a lot of fun with that. And we offer a lot of different ways that you can participate in that. And our website is kuanyincenter.org,
and that's QUANYINCENTER.org. And check it out. We've got some new classes starting next week, as a matter of fact. Kuan Yin is going to be doing a four-month series where you can take a month at a time, or you can take a class at a time, that are talking about the walking through how to navigate in this new reality that we're in right now. And it's so exciting. It's so exciting.
It is exciting.
So, yeah. Okay.
It is. So are we ready for Kuan Yin?
Would you like to start with Kuan Yin now?
I would.
All
right. I'm sorry. I have been just wanting to speak to her.
All right. Well, I'm going to, it's going to take me a minute or so. I'm going to go into trance and give my body over to Kuan Yin right now. And I will talk with y'all later.
All right.
Have a lot of fun. Yes, indeed, my dear ones. How exciting it is to be sharing this time with you, my dear Iris. What do you want to talk about today?
Well, I want to talk about you've in the past programs, you've talked about how people can just step in and have easily what they want now without disruption and without delay. And when you're saying that, I really feel it. And then I have some things that I have worked on since I was, that I have wanted and desired and asked for my own Ascended Master guidance on what were the next steps, and kept asking for and praying for and visualizing and doing all of the working with cosmic law the best that I could. And these things that I have asked for, there are three or four things, and they are considered impossible by most of the general, by almost everyone. And so I wanted to hear what you have to say about that, because I have a feeling that there are a lot of people who have worked on the kind of things that I have for years and years and have not seen the results or the success of it.
And what do you see as a success, Mike? Yeah, what are your successes?
They are being on Earth in full embodiment as an Ascended Master.
And you have been in powerful experiences in this reality, yes? A number of different experiences have grown in great connection in your reality, insofar as your work with this show. A lot of things have been very, very powerful for you in your life, yes? A lot of power, a lot of different things have worked out tremendously well for you, yes?
Yes, many, many, many things that didn't look like they could.
Yes, a dimensional restructuring is occurring here right now. A different kind of energy is available to us who have understood that it is possible to create whatever we want in our lives. So a new level of consciousness is available to you at this time, dear one. A new one can come through you that will allow you to make this a simpler experience than what it has been in a lot of parts of your life before. So there are things that have been tremendously successful for you. There have been things that have been not so successful for you, yes? We all have parts of ourselves that have been easy to manifest for us, and there are things that have been difficult at times in our lives to create for ourselves. But in this energy that is accelerating at this time, a different kind of experience is growing for all beings. A different level of consciousness is available that was not in our bodies before. There are different support systems here that have not been in this reality before. Different kinds of support coming through our physical bodies to give us new opportunities to create what we want for ourselves. At this time, a level of consciousness can integrate into your physical body that makes difficult things simple. It is a different kind of energy that is available here. So if you are feeling like you have worked and worked and worked at certain things in your life before.
Yes,
it is time for a new possibility, dear. It is time that the energies of accelerated creative force drowned out the sorrows of the past, yes?
Yeah.
And dimensionally restructure your physical body to allow these new possibilities to ground into this reality in a simple manner. So let us look at what we can do to release the disruptions of our past so that we are no longer concerned about what went on back then, all right?
Yeah.
Yes, we can look at the new possibility here and say, my goodness, it's time for that to happen. My goodness, it's time for it to happen without hesitation, thought, disruption, or trauma. And so I look at myself in the mirror right now, and I say to myself, my goodness, my dear heart, what do you want to do at this time? What is it that is exciting to you right here, right now? What does it look like ought to be occurring in this reality at this time? And what does it feel like to have that occurring for myself? And what does it feel like to take out that trauma from the past and say, my goodness, I'm finished with all of that hard work, all of that traumatization, yes?
Well, wait a minute. There's part of me that thinks I haven't worked hard enough or this would have happened by now, Kuan Yin.
But it is time to realize it is necessary to allow the simplicity to occur, dear. Allow the simplicity. It will allow a lot of people to create what they want in their lives also. If simplicity is what we give to ourselves, then simplification of this creational process is available to everyone. So if you simplify your creative connections in your life, in your time, in your being, in whatever it is you want to call it, a support system is available for others to see that simplification is all right for them too. And that little by little, all of us can anoint each other in this ease and support each other and allowing each other to create what we want and need now without having to worry about time sequences coming to be that allow us to make these things occur. It is a level of consciousness now that allows simplicity, allows instant acceleration of creation to occur. I do not mean to push anybody out of the box here and say that no one can have what they want in an instant any longer or anything like that. It is a simple manufacturing of consciousness that we are a part of, dear. A simple one. Do not make it any harder than it is. If a simple idea is able to manifest, it is because a person just allowed the simplicity to occur. So a simple idea means perhaps you say to yourself, I want a $100,000 for my house to come up in the next week or two. This is a simple idea. It is not, I have to figure out how to write out the mortgage proposal and 57 other things, yes?
Yes.
So if we allow ourselves a simple idea here, then it simply can manifest without having to do tremendous work for it to occur. If a simple thing can happen for us, it is because we allowed a simple idea to be accelerated into this reality. So a simple thought makes an easier experience occur. If there are finances that need to be dealt with or whatever you are needing right now, say to yourself, I would like it to be handled instantly, without having to worry about the difficulties in this reality at this time. Do not worry about difficulties. It does not allow the experience of creation to occur. If we say to ourselves, I would like to be finished with these difficulties, I can give myself a new possibility right here, right now. I can say to myself, I think it is time for new experiences to happen. I want myself to have new possibilities awakening in my body. I think new things ought to happen for my body now. And think about that for a moment. Think of the energy that comes through the physical body at the time you allow a new possibility to occur. Does that mean you choose excitement for yourself? Indeed. And in choosing excitement, a new level of consciousness can move into this reality. And it gives itself out to all beings in this mass enlightened state that we are a part of. So if your body is new in this energy, it is because you have found a new possibility for yourself here, a new way of being, a new support system, a level of consciousness that was not available before. And what are you about to say, my dear one?
Oh, I wasn't going to say anything.
Oh, all right. So I will continue.
I'm writing a lot.
So a level of consciousness does not move out of a body without allowing excitement to occur. If this new level of consciousness is drowning out your sorrows, so to speak, allow the energy to extend from you now. Say to yourself, I want to ignite that person over there in this energy, and it will open up power inside of you to create what you want for yourself. I want to give energy to that person to allow them to feel excitement in their bodies. And new consciousness will come into their physical body at the time you decide to extend this energy. And they will lift up in consciousness. They will see you as a powerful person that ignited their body. And say to you, my goodness, what can I give you right now? What can I give you to help you at this time? And it will continue to accelerate this reality. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So a person igniting other person does not stop and say, my goodness, I'm tired now. They say, my goodness, energy is coming back to me. Because I allowed myself to ignite another person, now I am receiving power. And it goes on and on and on. As we ignite individuals around us, we ignite ourselves further. So what does it mean to you, my dear Iris, that you are going to ignite a lot of people today?
What does it mean to me? That is the thing I've always wanted to do, more than anything, is open possibilities for for people that everyone could truly live and have and be the desires of their heart.
And so you are enabling a lot of people to ignite in that desire, yes? You are enabling a lot of people to have a lot of power in their bodies so that you can also receive it. And the information that comes back to you in the way that people are excited about your work, in the energy that they share with you because they are ignited in your presence. And so all of us have this option here. All of us have this option of celebrating creation in our physical bodies and allowing others to ignite in our presence and seeing the acceleration happening in all of the beings around us because we are exciting to ourselves. And we become exciting by sharing energy with others. It is not something we do by sitting home in our chair watching television for 4 hours at a time, yes? It's something we do by letting ourselves enjoy other people, enjoy creation or connection in this reality. And we do that in our lives now by sitting up in our chair and accelerating creation in our physical bodies and creating connection with other people. So you are a powerful lady, my dear. We understand your powers. And we enjoy sharing creation with you in this manner. And we ignite together in this connection with others as we sit here and talk about our exciting adventures together. And you live in this power as you've been enjoying it for a long time now. So a lot of people are feeling the power that you share. And they want to enjoy this kind of energy. And they think it is a good idea to share it also. and therefore it continues to accelerate in this reality. As their bodies give it out, as you give it out to others, and they connect into others, and they extend it to others, and all of that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do understand what you're saying, and I want to just interject here that I've worked with a lot of people, and I've also had people call in to the radio show that felt like they were the only person around that was interested in these things, and that they were basically alone in their work on enlightenment. And it's interesting to me that, and they've been afraid to say anything to people, like they've sort of suppressed what they knew because they felt that people didn't want to hear it. And so I'd really like you to address that, because I feel like people are really, really asking for help that want to wake up now.
What do you think happens when a person extends excitement to another person?
I think that their little child part comes forth, the child that is innocent and free and willing to experiment and ask and dream. And I want people to really dream again.
And what does it say to you if dreaming becomes about having excitement in all situations in your life? What if a support system began to emerge in this reality where people were excited about different kinds of things than they were excited about before? Perhaps they are excited now to sit in the park when before it was important for them to talk about their disruptions. Perhaps there is a new level of consciousness that is beginning to emerge in people that is not quite apparent, perhaps, unless we are aware of what to be looking for. So if we say to ourselves, my goodness, it's a little bit different around here now. There are people in my life who think it's a lot of fun to sit in the park now when they used to only talk about their problems. And now I am sitting in the park with them and enjoying the breeze and seeing what happens on Tuesday afternoon in the park because there are concerts there or something like that, you see? And in this time now, people are beginning to emerge from their cocoons, so to speak, and see this energy that is moving in their bodies in a different way and finding themselves to be more powerful in their work and in their thoughts and in their desires to create connection with others. And so if we have that enlightenment going on in us, then others are feeling the same. They are seeing themselves more powerfully. They are wondering what to do with themselves now in this new energy that they feel in their bodies. And they are thinking it is all right to just sit in the park now and again and see what goes on there and have a little bit of time in their life for that kind of thing. And that means new energy is moving through everyone.
You mean not being so caught up in achieving?
Yes, indeed, my dear.
I think that's maybe why so many people have lost their jobs now, that they really need to look inside and say, what do I want? What would make me happy? What would be of service for me to do with my life? What would, my son just had a big business that went bankrupt. And he told me what he was going to do is his children are out of school all next week. He said, I'm not going to work one day. I'm going to be with them.
I want to have time with my family now. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, yeah.
Yes, and I think people are wanting to spend less time working and more time celebrating.
And being in their bodies in excitement and seeing the joy that is possible in their lives when they are still and present in their reality. So dimensional restructuring is happening, whether or not we see it as enlightenment is up to us. Yes? But a lot of people are in a different kind of energy inside of themselves and see these choices being made around them as something that allows them more freedom and sees the energy in their bodies opening up with this new power that is grounding through this reality. So a choice is made here, whether or not we choose to be empowering ourselves in financial structures or not, is up to us. What we want to do is most important right now, not what we think we ought to do or have to do, but what we want to do, what excites us, is what creates acceleration in our bodies. So if talking to our friends about exciting adventures is going on in our lives, we are growing this energy. We are talking about important things when we sit and talk about what would be the most exciting thing for us to do right now. If we are talking about our difficulties, we are growing our difficulties. So what do we do in an accelerated creative force connection that is occurring in mass enlightenment here? We live in our excitement. And we birth our exciting adventures by creating connection with others in these new powers and thinking about the new things that are possible here. So if a person is concerned that there are other people in their work are not available to understand this, watch what is going on inside of those people right now. As you are discussing here, a change is occurring. By goodness, in great measure here. Big things are shifting for many, many people, and their hearts are growing in ways that they haven't been able to even fathom before.
Yes, I feel like all of the structures that are coming forth and the structures that we will support as a people now have to be for life. They have to be for honoring all life. They have to be truly of service. And I feel like we've come to a point we're not going to accept anything else.
It would not even occur here, dear. It is not possible for it to occur in the energetic experience that we are a part of now. It does not occur in this level of consciousness. And therefore, the difficulties are dissolving. They are releasing themselves from this reality without hesitation. It is all moving quite swiftly now. The changes are occurring rapidly so that we can come into an accelerated creative force environment, an enlightened connection here. It does not mean we sit and we talk about our troubles. It means we enjoy the experience of accelerating together and manufacture new possibilities here and say, my goodness, that financial structure was a problem for a lot of people. Difficulties were occurring for a lot of people. So what is available to us now? What is possible to create in this enlightened state of being? What do we want to give to each other? What can we share that will help all beings at this time? What is it going to be like to share experiences of creation in financial structures instead of debt and dissolution in our bodies? What if we decided to enjoy all experiences of financial connection in enlightened states of being? What if each person was enlightened by every experience in their financial reality? What if levels of consciousness moved through each individual to such an extent that no one was less than enlightened right now? We are in that at this time, my dear. We do not need to worry about what is going on here. Enlightenment is occurring in mass. We are shifting consciousness by allowing these energies into our reality. We decide to give whatever is important into this connection. So simply allow yourself to receive these energies today and allow yourself to extend them out to others and sit up in your chair. And don't worry about what is going on right now. Decide to celebrate this reality in this connection right now and allow that to be what is occurring in your life. And do not worry about it, for worry is not giving anything to the situation, just a dissolution. So celebrate the excitement that is possible here. And what are you feeling right now, my dear Iris? Well, going.
I'm feeling. Pardon me.
What is that, my dear?
I'm feeling bubbly. In fact, I always feel this way when you're talking. Is I feel like little bubbles are in my spine and kind of going out. And I have a question. Can instead of just focusing on one person, we're thinking of. Can we see ourselves like the sun and just send this out to all people and all life? Like, one of the things I really want on Earth is for people to stop slaughtering, using, eating, keeping animals captive. I want animals to be really honored, and I love them, and I love the kind of parents they are, and I want people to have, I've seen more animals be good parents than I have people, really.
What do you think ought to happen if all animals were in experiences of creation in this reality?
I think it would be heaven, and I think all war would stop.
And
I
wars
really
would cease to exist. Yes, indeed, because yes. People would be in their hearts.
Yes, and people would know that. See, I think the source of using animals or doing anything destructive is just not knowing our source, and that it's unlimited, and that we already have everything, and so we can be in a position to give. Not try to use someone or live on animals. I was thinking about that yesterday or the day before. I was driving and I kept seeing cows and sheep and it was like they didn't have a right to their own life. And I want everyone to have a right to their own life and freedom and being loved and treasured.
And what do you feel ought to happen if we allow that to occur here?
What do you think, what do I think would happen?
Yes.
Well, I think there would be some spaying and neutering, and then people would keep, for companions, the ones that were really supposed to be here. In other words, we wouldn't be creating more and more and more animals, but we wouldn't be using them either.
We would be supporting them in accelerated creative force also.
And being truly happy. Being truly happy, like, I want the same thing for every cow's child as I want for my children.
And what do you think ought to happen to the cow's child if we were to accelerate creative force in their body at this time?
I think everything that wasn't, I think that there are ways to leave this planet or this reality that are etherealization. They're going up into light. So each of us would have more and more light. The animals would have more and more light. And so each of us would be in the place that we're supposed to be, that is the most happy for us. And it wouldn't be through suffering or violence or death or any of those things.
And what is going on inside of you right now as you are telling me this?
I feel thrilled to even voice it, Kuan Yin.
And so what occurs, dear, is that the energy accelerates inside of you as you experience this, shall we say, excitement inside of yourself. The accelerated creative force comes into your body to extend this energy out to all beings. You are allowing this to occur inside of yourself by igniting this intention, so to speak, yes? You sitting here and talking about your intention allows this energy to move through your body in such a manner that it extends into this reality and allows this to occur. You deciding to create in this manner, at this time, in this enlightened state of creative connection in this reality, has given this energy out to all beings. It is because you decided to allow this to occur in yourself that this can occur right now. So we have this offering today to allow all beings in our, shall we say, circle of listening to give these energies out to all beings also. Because that is how we accelerate creation in this reality right now. So us being together in this conference call and allowing this tremendous enlightenment to occur in connection between us and this giving of energy to one another ignites together this power, and then we can extend it out to all beings without hesitation, thought, disruption, trauma, disease, and let all beings experience the excitement that we are creating here. So allow us to continue our work together here, my dear, so that we can work out a plan together of what to give this energy to en masse. All right?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to ask all of you that are listening to sit up in your chairs and to worry about nothing for this next 15 or 20 minutes. And
well,
let just...
Kuan-Yin, we have, let me tell you, we have 12 minutes.
All right, then we are going to have to do a quick one. Yes. So sitting up in our chairs, each of you in line with this energy in your body, allow this accelerated creative force to move down through your physical structure. Allow it to extend out from your tailbone right down into the planet below you. See if you can connect with this planetary being right here, right now. See if this energy wants to come through you right now, by extending it out in all directions from your body, you will experience more power. So let yourself align this energy in your physical body and extend it in all directions. And say to yourself, I want to ignite all beings in accelerated creative force connection. See what happens in your body as you say this to yourself. See if you can feel it in your heart, in your tailbone, whatever it is that you are creating connection here. And open this energy outward in all directions from your body. Do not worry about what to do with it just now. Just tell yourself, I want to extend this energy out to all beings. Say to yourself, it is a good idea to extend this energy out to all beings. And I will assist each of you in whatever form is necessary. So sitting up in your chair, energy extending all directions from your body. What is going on inside of you right now? All of this power grounding through you, grounding through. What do you think ought to happen in this reality at this time?
Are you speaking to me?
Yes, indeed, my dear.
For everyone to know the truth of their being, the truth of their being and their I am God presence, and truly the second coming when the Christ self comes forth in each one.
And the ignition of enlightenment that is occurring here is also for the financial structures of this reality to swiftly shift into enlightened creations.
Oh, yes, please.
So let us allow that to occur at the same time that we are extending this energy, that all beings can find their excitement once more. They can see themselves in excitement in their reality once more. As this grounding occurs, we extend this energy out to all beings. and we give to ourselves this power. And we support ourselves in this energy connection by aligning this power into our physical body as we are extending it out to all beings. You are supporting yourself in this power by helping others right now, by igniting this reality. So you have found this power opening up inside of you. And are lifting up in your power, lifting up in consciousness here, lifting in this power to extend it to all beings. And now this power is growing in your heart, in your body. An accelerated creative force connection with all beings. You are giving energy out. And as ignition occurs in all beings, ignition will occur even more powerfully in your own body. So let us continue this work for another few moments here. Let us see what we can do to extend this energy out to all beings even further. Let us see if we can ignite a number of different kinds of possibilities into this reality. See what happens when we give it to each other right here, right now. Give it to the ones who are with us on this conference. And what happens in their bodies? What happens in your body when you receive it from another? What do you see inside of yourself? What do you see happening inside of your body? What does it feel like to share this power? What does it feel like to have another person in connection with you in this power? What do you see opening in your heart? What is awakening inside of you? If a person comes here to enjoy their bodies, it's going to mean a lot of powerful things occur for them. If they have a lot of fun in their lives, tremendous acceleration will occur for them. If they are sitting and talking about their financial disruptions, it is a lot harder to create what you want. It will be difficult to create what you want because the energies of creation will be supporting the ideas that are filtering through your system at that time. So if you are feeling trauma or disease or disruption of some sort right now, tell yourself it is time to be finished with it. It is time for a new possibility for yourself. So I want to be done with that. And I'm allowing myself to create a new option. I'm supporting myself in a new manner now. I give to myself the excitement that is possible. And I say I want to give it out to all beings. You will give it right through your body. So that is what is going on here. That is how enlightenment en masse occurs. Excitement in connection, in support, in accelerated creative force. Now you are experiencing it. You are enlightening many others here. You are figuring out what to do with this power. And magnificent things are occurring in this possibility here today. You are enlightening each other. And thank you for that. And thank you for your power and your excitement and your joy. Today is a powerful day for you. Yes, indeed. We gave enlightenment to all beings together. Your power is growing in the process of extending energy from your body. That is what we want to work with.
Yes, it is.
Yes, indeed, my dear. How powerful are you right now?
What I say goes.
Enlightenment is growing here. Amma, thank you, my dear.
Thank you, beloved Kuan Yin.
It is a powerful work we can do together.
Yes.
Because we are growing this energy in this connection, do you see?
Yes.
We give energy to one another here. And that is what is occurring in this reality with all the beings that are enlightening at this time. Manufactured enlightenment is occurring. En masse. What a powerful experience to see the difference in the energy at this time. We give much power.
Lovely.
Yes, my dear one, what was that?
It is lovely.
And as your body extends this consciousness, a new level of consciousness moves through your body. So you can continue to accelerate yourself by extending energy out to others. And it will grow and grow and grow because you are enlightening this reality.
Thank you.
Amma. And each person here is in the same position, enlightening this reality right here, right now. All of that occurring in connection. And celebration. And support of each other. All right, then. Is there anything else you want to talk about before we are finished today?
No, I just want to thank you with all my heart and ask you to come back.
Well, always available for that, my dear.
Thank you.
You are enjoying your work tremendously.
Thank you. And so am I, enjoying yours.
Amma, thank you, dear. We're going to be back in another 2 weeks, and then we will have another talk about all of this, all right?
Oh, you're coming back in 2 weeks? What day is that? I don't have it written down.
We don't have a calendar in our head either, dear.
Okay.
We're going to have to talk about it, all right?
2 weeks from today. I love you.
All right,
thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
Okay. Talk to you soon. And thank you for listening. God bless you, and may all your dreams come true and be 1,000 times more wonderful than you ever dreamed possible.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep shining until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again. I love you. And this is my wish for you, that all your dreams come true and are 1,000 times more wonderful than you ever dreamed possible. Amen, women, children, and yeehaw!